four songs by Eric Zeisel. And I think all incontestably important music does two things. Number one, it's completely fresh and relevant now as it was then. I mean, it just speaks to all times and so forth. But it also does something equally important, I think. It kind of summarizes the time in which it was written. And you listen to your father's songs, and that whole interwar period just kind of comes to life. You know, that tragic, hopeful Europe before the abyss opened up. That kind of nostalgia and that kind of faded decadence, longing that so characterized that period.
I think those are good words, especially longing and the flavor of the period. It also, on a personal level, shows my father in various moods of being very serious, wistful, sad, but also great humor.
And something else that it's very important to keep in mind, when you were talking about the song in which there's this one kid who gets what the old fiddler is doing, your father began so young. I mean, he was like 14 when he goes to one of the most prestigious music schools in the world.
Yes, his parents protested, and he was just obsessed with music and composed all the time. And as a matter of fact, he said he had three enemies in his life. The son, Hitler, not in this order, the son, Hitler, and his grandmother. His grandmother berated him constantly and said, he's playing instead of practicing, because he would fantasize and compose as a boy on the piano and not practice what he was supposed to practice on the phone. You know, she didn't understand that he was composing and that he was, you know, another world.
Yeah. Well, on this 50th anniversary of the death of Eric Zeisel, we're spending some time with his daughter, Barbara. This is 91.5 Classical KUSC in Los Angeles, the member-supported broadcast service of the University of Southern California. Well, let's hear some more songs. This from another album of Zeisel Lieder that I think is equally fine. It's just a superb, superb survey.
Yes, Wolfgang Holzmeier. The first record CD that we heard is a wonderful baritone singer. And Adrian Erud, who is on this one, is a superstar upcoming in the Vienna Opera. He is becoming the Papageno of choice and sings these Lieder wonderfully. And the four that we selected are all different in temperament and mood, some humorful, some very sad. One is extremely modern. You feel the modern age in Schrei, about a train going through the countryside, and it's a marvelous song. And Letzter Tanz is Ballade. Letzter Tanz, The Last Dance, is very similar to Löwe's Herr Olaf, and of course, harkening back to Erlkönig, one of these eerie ballads. Marvelous song. And then the last one, Komm süßer Tod, Come Sweet Death. The last song he ever was to write, he wrote it a couple of weeks before having to leave his beloved Austria, and he never wrote another art song after that one.
Well, here are four more, Lieder by Eric Zeisel.
Zitterte der